Brother Ron Hamilton, also known as Patch the Pirate, presents this ministry workshop session, Inspiring Your Kids to Sing, recorded during the Spiritual Leadership Conference 2010. This annual conference is a ministry of Lancaster Baptist Church and Dr. Paul Chapel.
Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you that we can serve you with music. We thank you for being able to impact the lives of our kids. Lord, we are so grateful for the way you use us and for the gift of music, for the tremendous power it has, for good or for evil. And we pray that we would seek your help in using this great gift for your purposes to bring you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Every now and then I get parents that come, the church where we are, we've been there for, I think, 16 years. And after I was there for a little bit, the pastor came to me and said, I've always wanted to learn to sing. And so he's probably 40. And so we start private voice lessons with my 40-year-old pastor. And we went once a week, probably for 4 weeks. And we were, if you've ever worked with somebody that claims to be a monotone, it's challenging. And we went for 4 weeks, and he was making some progress. And I believe anybody can learn to sing. But, you know, we do the siren thing. I don't know if you've, where you, ooh, just to get the voice moving, and just a few little tricks we've learned. But after 4 weeks, I sat down and said, now, Pastor, said, we're making a little progress. And he could see he was making a little bit of progress. And I said, but, you know, we can do this. We can keep doing this. But it does involve time and practice. And I'm really not sure that it's, you know, it's going to be worth all the time it's going to take. And I said, but I'm willing to do it. I'm glad to do it. I enjoy spending time with you. And he said, well, yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing. And he never sang growing up. He grew up in the hills of West Virginia in a coal miner's home. And he said, my folks never sang. We never sang around the house, never did anything with music. And he loves music. He would do anything to do something with music, but he just never had it as a child. I've never worked with a child that couldn't come along fairly quickly. But after they get to be 40 years old and they've not been exposed to music, it's tough. That's why the kids in your church, the kids in your Christian school, teach them music, because you can get them, you can get that gift, fan that flame, and give them something they can serve the Lord with for a lifetime. But if they don't get it when they're small, it's tough. So grab that opportunity. Get those songs planted up here. My mom, when I was growing up, my mother doesn't claim to be a musician, but she wanted her kids to sing. It's interesting. Pee-wee Pirate, when he was younger, had trouble with pitches. And so we started him taking piano. I don't know. You remember, Shelley? I remember working with him, and we were trying to get him to sing. And he had a little trouble trying to match the pitches. He got to taking piano, and his piano teacher is a wonderful, godly woman, and started having him sing along with the notes that he was plucking out, you know, banging out on the piano. And came very quickly to where he could sing. And yet, at first, you're thinking, oh, no, he hasn't got the gift. And no, a kid can learn to sing. It's a very simple thing. It just takes a little bit of time. My mom wanted her kids to sing growing up. And so she went to a Christian college. She's not a musician, but she said, when we were about, I've got a brother and a sister. We're each, when we were about probably 5, 7, and 9. We're each 2 years, 4 months, and 3 days apart. And that's planning. And she decided, I want my kids to sing, and I want them to sing parts. And so she went to this college for a one-day seminar, kind of like we do a music college in August coming up. But it may have been 1 or 2 days where she came home with just a handful of music for junior choirs and how to do them. She didn't know any patterns, didn't know anything about music, but she says, I want the kids in our church singing. And so she got up and feeling very ill-prepared, just started this fledgling kids choir and started my brother and sister and I don't know if any of you remember, any of you that are a little older, there used to be a ladies' trios books called The White Sisters. I don't know if you've ever seen those, but we learned all those White Sisters trios. And it's interesting, just a little bit of history. The White Sisters were three sisters, and they made recordings with Word Records when it was just starting. Harold DeCoo, who passed away not too long ago, trained the White Sisters to sing those trios and make those recordings, and he was the one that played the piano on those recordings. He said he taught each one of those sisters their part by rote, you know, just banged it out on the piano and said they had trouble learning it, but they just, and that encourages me, you know, because sometimes you're working with your groups in your church and you say, man, I'm just banging out this part and come on, you can, you know, it's just tough. But anyway, that's what Mom got this junior choir together and tried to learn a little bit about the patterns. And let me just run over the patterns with you. Kids, I want you to learn this also, because this is something I learned as of in the fourth grade, the patterns of the two pattern, the three pattern, the four pattern. And it's something that, you know, now it's just second nature to me to move my arms in twos and threes and fours and fives and sevens and sixes. There are others too. But the ones you'll use in your music primarily are two, three, and four pattern. Let's just go over it quickly. Kids, I want you to learn this with me. The two pattern is this. Just watch, and we're gonna say down, up, down, up. It's just making a J away from the body. You can use either hand. If you're right hand, use your right hand. Left hand, use a left hand. It's critical that it goes away from the body, not in this way. Okay, here we go. Down, say it with me. Down, up. Down, up. Down, up. Down, up. Good. Now, keep the palms facing the floor pretty much. Your hand needs to look kind of like a handshake with a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of pizzazz there. So it's just like this. Down, up, down, up, down. Good. All the kids are doing this right along with you. It's very, very easy. That's a two pattern, okay? Let's sing Heaven Came Down with this down, up pattern, okay? Start with me. Here we go. Down, up. Down, here we go. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. Very good. That's the two pattern. These patterns are pretty well universal. These patterns, you pick up a textbook, and there may be a few little tweaks, a few little variations, but what I'm giving you is what you get in any college conducting class in the U.S. I haven't been a lot out of the country, but it's just standard stuff. But a musician visits your church, and he gets up and sees the song director doing whoever, you know. And immediately, that doesn't communicate well. And so it's kind of like eating with your fingers, you know. It's just musicians, these conducting patterns are kind of a universal language. You know, everybody knows them from a child to Seiji Ozawa, you know. And of course, when you get to be a great conductor, you add all kinds of things. But some great conductors don't. Some leave it very simple, just with a few variations. But that's the two pattern. Let's do the three pattern now. Watch, it's just down, out, up. Down, out, up. Now the stays pretty much right here. You can adjust it some if you're leading. Like if I were leading behind this, I would raise it a little. Why? Because kind of disappears there. And sometimes when you're leading behind a pulpit, you need to be aware that I need to keep it above the pulpit so people can see. But here we go. We're going to do down, out, up. Do it with me. Down, out, up. Down, out, up. These kids are doing better than some of you. That's great. Out, up. Down, out, up. Make sure it goes out. It doesn't go in. Up, down, let's do Amazing Grace. Down, out. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Very good. Now, the other thing I do is I teach this to my kids. They love it, and then they know where I am in my pattern. If I say, enter on the first beat, they know where a first beat is. It becomes second nature to them. They learn these things as a child, and it's a wonderful blessing. You'll find that people that know this, we do the music college, and every year we have a number of people that come and say, you know, I know absolutely nothing about music, and my pastor told me 2 weeks ago I'm the new music director. My pastor and my church, right, the pastor of our church right now, was a pastor in Milwaukee, and they couldn't afford a music director, didn't have anybody talented. And so his he came to our music college once a year with the sole intention of just being able to scrape by for another year, you know, just learn enough to make it through the year. And so anyway, but if learn at this age, hey, it's great. Let's do it again, and we're going to this time learn the four pattern. Down, in, out, up. Say it with me. Down, in, out, up. Down, in, out. Normally, down, in, out. Normally, the hands don't cross. It wouldn't be this, okay? Down, in, out, up. Down, in, out, up. Down. Good. Now, that's the 2, 3, and the 4 pattern. As a kids' choir director, you need to do that. You need to learn the pattern. You need to be using the right gestures because you're wanting the kids to learn those patterns. You're wanting the kids to know what they're doing. The other thing that is good to know as a kids' choir director is just a little bit of basic vocal technique. That the breathing is down here, not in the upper chest. That as you're singing, that you keep good posture. And we can go into detail. We don't have time, but Just keeping the spine lined up, keeping the gestures, keeping relaxed, keeping tension out of the throat. Anytime this begins to happen, it's bad. It wears out the throat, and you want to keep the head very natural, and often you want to keep it feeling like it's rotating from right here, not going back and forth like this. And just some basic things. And kids, you'll often teach to call. Here we go. Do it with me. Ah, again. Ah, let's go higher. Ah. Often the men, you want them to get in their head voice. Now, even with junior, with high school men or even my adult men, I'll have them go, ah, let's do it, everybody. Ooh, do it, ooh. Ooh. So it's just getting in that upper range in a very easy, relaxed manner instead of, ooh, you know, but ooh, just leaving it very easy, very relaxed, so that you're trying to keep their voices relaxed and working that way. Okay, the songs that I learned as a child, unbelievable. They're still up there, and I can recall them like that. Sing it with me. Jesus loves me, this I know. Honestly, I haven't sung that song in a while, but I didn't have to think twice about it. I don't remember, I grew up in South Bend, Indiana. I don't remember the phone number of my home phone growing up. I lived there for 25 years, something. I don't remember the phone number. I do remember the address. But Jesus loves me, this I know. I don't have to think twice. Why? Because God has made music to be a wonderful, wonderful tool and has given it great power. Be ye filled with the Spirit, singing to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Music has spiritual power. Use it for His glory. I shared this last year, but I was listening to, I think it was some radio program, and they talked about a hot dog company that was a small regional hot dog company, and they came up with an idea for a jingle for a song. And it said the thing that they attribute their worldwide success to is a song. That was what made the difference in their whole history. The song was this. Sing it with me. Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That was the song. And it was an amazing story because they said we were just a small regional wiener hot dog company, sausage company. But when that song began to make it, it spread around the world. And you've got to this was before computers. This was before the internet. And yet that song, that little song, spread it around the world and made them an international power. And they say the reason was a song. Music has power. Use it for God. Use it for God. Okay, kids, how about coming up here, will you? And just get into place. I appreciate Angela Wall and Les Wall here. Angela has been working with these kids. Are you going to join us too? And anyway, we're gonna do just a few things for you here. Now, it's important. As you can see, Mrs. Wall has been the one that's taught the kids these songs, and they have a wonderful music program here. And I so much appreciate her and Les and working with the music here. But the kids are going to sing for us. It's important that with a kids' choir, you've got some discipline, you've got some structure, you do your homework, but it's important to have fun too. And different people have different, you have different strengths and weaknesses. Some people, the learning, the teaching, the discipline comes easy, but they don't have a lot of fun. Some people are more at the other end of the spectrum. They have a lot of fun, but they don't really get a lot done. You know, they don't really have a plan. They aren't really organized. It's important to have both. And know yourself. Know where you're weak and where you're strong. If you need to work on the fun, work on the fun. If you need to work on the teaching and the organization and we're going to learn something, get help in that area. But you need to work on both. I want these kids to go away from this time feeling like that was fun, but I also want them to go away feeling like that was profitable. Like it wasn't just it wasn't just anything goes. There was structure. There was something going on, but it was fun. The teachers that I look back on appreciating the most are teachers that had a good time, but they were doing something, and they had some direction, and they had some discipline, and they kept me in check, and that was quite a job sometimes. Okay, sailors, and you're welcome to sing along, but we're going to do some songs that I'm sure many of you already know, but if you don't know it, you're welcome to listen. We have different things we do just now. We are going to do some things spontaneously. We worked for about, 20 or 30 minutes yesterday just going over some of these things. And kids like motions, especially this age group, and so we're trying to put motions to some of this. I travel very little anymore, and so some of these songs we're just putting motions to, and I'm just experimenting as I go, and they're experimenting, and I say, hey, do some motions along with me. If you have an idea, try it, and let's see if it works. So we're doing stuff. We're singing. We're having fun, but we may do some motions along the way, too. Ahoy, mates!
Ahoy, Captain!
Come up with a name for your leader. Ahoy, Captain Somebody, or ahoy. We've been in clubs where we were in a club up in Chicago where they had a male and female director and directress, and they always dressed like a pirate, and then the gal had on this big outfit that was really neat. So they looked like a pirate couple that walked out of the 18th century. And every time they came to club, it was Captain Jack and whatever her name was. But they had a great time. Ahoy, mates!
Ahoy, Master Pirate!
And if I want to quiet them down and they're jabbering away and I'm wanting to kind of bring some order back to them, I say, whenever you say that, you say, ahoy, Patch the Pirate, and snap to attention and be quiet. Ahoy, mates!
Ahoy, Patch the Pirate!
Okay, and we got our attention here. Let's try Jonah, shall we? And if you don't know it, I'm going to lead with my sword. I'll try to be very careful here. A week ago, I was doing this and gave this person right here a haircut, so I won't do that today. But here we go. Jonah, Jonah, sing along with me. Jonah!
Jonah, did not obey God immediately. Jonah, Jonah, down in the depths of the deep blue sea.
You can get a sword. We just went to, we were coming near Gatlinburg, and there's a place called Smoky Mountain Knife Works there. But there are some places that have swords that are, you can get a sword, this is a nice sword, but you can get swords similar to this for $30, $40. So it's not a, don't try to get a genuine sword from the 18th century. I had somebody try to sell me one. I think it was $15,000 or something, but $30 I can afford. But here we go. Okay, let me sing the stanza and you sing along when we get to the chorus. Come and listen to my fearful tale of the ocean blue, how a man got swallowed by a whale. Yes, I know it's true. Here we go.
Jonah, Jonah, did not obey God immediately. Jonah, Jonah, down in the depths of the deep blue sea.
Jonah learned a very important lesson. This one right here. If you try to run from God,
beware!
You'll discover too that the Lord above is everywhere, watching all you do. Here we go.
Jonah, Jonah, did not obey God immediately. Jonah, Jonah, down in the depths of the deep blue sea.
Good.
Now, we just put that with it yesterday, just having fun trying to do something, getting a little seasick, but just have fun. Do some fun things that'll keep their attention. Okay, I'm going to have one of my sailors here come up and help me sing Wiggle Worm. Are you ready, Davi? Come right up here. Let's stand up here. And let's come right up on this chair. Oh, are we okay? Every now and then in our patch club, we see little wiggle worms crawling around, and they bite people and get them wiggling. And Davi, tell us what to do if we see one of those, okay? Sing out good and strong. Let me get this thing up here for you. Here we go.
Have you seen a wiggle worm smaller than a tiny germ? He has got a great big appetite. Though he isn't very big, he eats more than any pig, always looking for someone to bite.
Do it along with never wiggle, 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 never giggle, giggle, giggle. Better squash the wiggle worm when you feel the urge to squirm. In your church on Sunday, in your school on Monday, fight off the wiggle worm. I was in my Sunday seat.
I was in my Sunday seat, sitting straight and being sweet, when I saw him crawling on my shoe.
So what'd you say?
Wiggle worm, don't bother me, we'll have a catastrophe. Then I kicked him out of Sunday school.
Good, here we go. Never wiggle, 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 never giggle, giggle, giggle. Better squash the wiggle worm when you feel the urge to squirm. In your church on Sunday, in your school on Monday, fight off the wiggle, fight off the wiggle, fight, fight, fight the wiggle worm. Do that along with us. You are so dignified. I mean, one thing, if you're working with kids, you got to get loosened up and get a little crazy. And so do the motions with us, okay? Here we go. Never wiggle on the chorus. One, two, three. Never wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Never giggle, giggle, giggle. Better squash the wiggle when you feel the urge to squirm. In your church on Sunday, in your school on Monday, fight off the wiggle. Do it again. Fight off the wiggle. Fight, fight, fight the wiggle worm. Give David a hand here. Good job, bud. One thing that my mom taught me, you know, we have the speaker's buffet after the service, you know, where you're eating about midnight, and it's a big, you know, roast beef dinner, and it's good stuff. But I have a horrible problem still to this day not cleaning up my plate. Because my mom taught me, you got to clean your plate, you know. You got to eat everything on your plate. She taught me to love. I could never say as a kid, I don't want any of that. We took everything and we ate all of it. And it was just, that's just the way. And there's nothing I don't like. You can see by this, all this weight I've gained, you know. And one of my favorite foods is broccoli. Do you like broccoli? We're trying to brainwash him, and so let's do a little bit of this one, okay? Now, we're going to get kind of goofy here. We just added this yesterday, too, so here we go. Are you ready? Get a little goofy with me. Ready? Here we go. Eat 'em up, eat 'em up, yum, yum. Eat 'em up, eat 'em up, yum, yum. Every time I eat a meal, I bow my head and pray. Lord, I thank you for the food you give to me each day. Help me to appreciate the blessings you supply. Carrots and zucchini, squash, as well as apple pie. Oh, I love broccoli. It's such a tasty sight.
And liver makes me quiver
with sheer delight. I always clean my plate.
Morning, noon, and night. I'm thankful for each bite.
Here we go.
Eat 'em up, eat 'em up, yum, yum. Eat 'em up, eat 'em up, yum, yum.
Mommy is the greatest cook in all of history. She can make a chocolate cake without a recipe. Every meal is ecstasy that no one can surpass. Three-week-old bologna tastes like pheasant under glass. Oh, I love broccoli. It's such a tasty sight. and liver makes me quiver with sheer delight. I always clean my plate, morning, noon, and night. I'm thankful for each bite.
Here we go. Eat 'em up, yum, yum.
Great job.
Now, if you do start a patch club, one thing that we have, throw in some, if you have favorite songs or songs that the kids like to sing, throw them in along the way. You don't have to stay right with the structure there. We have favorites that we use, and the kids will have a request day, and so we can sing any song at any point, and just have lots of fun with it. This next song is a song that we wrote not too long ago, but kids really like it. It's just a fun song. We do it often with the kids at our church. It's called Shiver Me Timbers. And it goes like this. It does. You do have to practice a little bit going, arr. Can you do that with me? Here we go. Arr. Yeah. Okay. It goes, shiver me timbers. Yo, ho, ho. It's a pirate's life for me. Yo, blow the man down on the seven seas. It's a pirate's life for me. Yo, ho. Sing along, mates.
Arr, mates.
Shiver me timbers, yo ho ho, it's a pirate's life
for me, yo. Pull the man down on the seven seas, it's a pirate's life for me, yo ho.
Do it once again, mates.
Arr, mateys.
Shiver me timbers, yo ho ho,
it's a pirate's life for me, yo. Pull the man down on the seven seas, it's a pirate's life for me, yo ho.
One more time, mates. Good. Try that with us, will you? Shiver me timbers, yo ho ho. Trying to be a Popeye on that, yo ho ho, you know. Imagine those big forearms, yo ho. It's a pirate's life. Here we go. Let's try it with me first. I'll do sing along, mates, and you go, you got to make your fingers into a hook. Arr, matey. Here we go. Here we go. Let's see. What do we got? Okay, here we go. Sing along, mates. Here we go. Arr, matey.
Shiver me timbers.
Wait.
Let's get in the right key. Go up one step here. We'll only go one right there. We'll only go one time through it. Okay. Sing along, mates. That wasn't too good. You got to get a little more snarl in it. Arr, okay? Here we go. And you got to get this hook where. Arr, here we go. Sing along, mates. Arr, matey. That's it.
Shiver me timbers, yo ho ho. It's a pirate's life for me, yo. Blow the man down on the seven seas. It's a pirate's life for me, yo ho.
Okay, very good, very good. We won't stretch your abilities beyond that right now. Okay, now we're going to do a song. You know, it's important, and a lot of the songs we try to teach Bible truth, and one of them is that flee temptation. The good example is Joseph. When temptation was presented to Joseph, like when Potiphar's wife, he didn't stick around, try to reason with her, didn't try to talk with her. He just ran and got out of there. He put on his running shoes. And so we wrote a song about running shoes. This is actually on a lot of the patch recordings on Down Under. This is off Down Under. This is actually an Australian old folk song that we put new words to it. So that's kind of why it has that feel to it. But let's see. Get off one of your shoes there, mates. In fact, I can't get off my boot. Can I borrow one of your shoes? Can I? Very good. Get off your... Woo-hoo-hoo! That's a good shoe. Okay. Here.
When Joseph worked in Potiphar's house, he really had the life. He had command of everything except for Potiphar's wife. She pestered Joseph every day and tried to lead him wrong. But Joseph said, "Excuse me, ma'am, while I put my running shoes on." Oh, put on your running shoes, mate. Put on your running shoes. When sin comes knocking at your door, that's just what your feet are for. Put on your running shoes. put on your running shoes. Oh, put on your running shoes, mate. Put on your running shoes. Don't stop to take a closer look. Learn this lesson from God's book. Put on your running shoes, mate.
Okay, here we go. Let's try that now. How does it go?
No time to
lose. No. Second stanza. Old Potiphar's wife just wouldn't give up. She tried to make him sin. She used her wicked, wily charm, but Joseph wouldn't give in. He didn't stick around to talk. He didn't make a fuss. He grabbed his pair of running shoes and he left her in the dust. Oh, put on your running shoes, mate. Put on your running shoes. When sin comes knocking at your door, that's just what your feet are for. Put on your running shoes. Put on your running shoes. Oh, put on your running shoes, mate. Put on your running shoes. Don't stop to take a closer look. Learn this lesson from God's book. Put on your running shoes. Put on your running shoes, mate.
Here we go.
No time to lose. Put on your shoes. Good job. Thank you, mate. Thank you very, very much. One of the songs that we've had lots of parents and kids say it's been a help in their house is the pooty lip disease. That all I've got to say is, oh, you're getting a pooty lip. And that can turn things around right there. And old Ahab is a classic example in the Bible of somebody that got the pooty lip disease. Let's see if we can do this one, shall we? King Ahab went a-walking in royal garments grand, and saw a lovely vineyard while gazing o'er the land. He said, I've got to have it. I always get my way. But when he could not get it, he pouted all the day. The pooty lip will get you if you don't watch up. The pooty lip will get you if you start to pout. So take this little tip. Please control that lower lip and chase away the pooty lip disease. Then the king went to his bedroom. He looked so sad and blue. He slammed the door behind him and loudly cried boo. He said, nobody loves me, and fell down on his bed. If I can't have the vineyard, I won't eat any bread. The pooty lip will get you if you don't watch out. The pooty lip will get you if you start to pout. So take this little tip. Please control that lower lip and chase away the pooty lip disease. Chase away the pooty lip disease. Woo, that was scary, wasn't it? Oh, dear. Okay, well, Sissy, you come here, and let's see if we can have you sing one called Whatever. Okay, this is Sissy Siegel. She is my wife, Shelley, and she's the best part of this team here. She is she's the one that has all the computer savvy, and she does let me put my name on the music, too, so I'm glad for that. But you're going to need your hands, aren't you? Why don't you just let me hold this? And
right there.
Oh, will that work? Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
Try that.
Okay.
We're technically challenged. Okay.
Okay,
let's see if this works.
Jesus is my captain.
She's singing in her
Christ
Sissy Siegel voice.
Christ, I will obey. Though I do not know the way that I should go, he will lead me all the way.
Whatever, whenever, wherever, forever, I'm ready to serve my God. Whatever, whenever, wherever, forever, I'm ready to serve my God. To serve him in a foreign land or in my own.
give my best to Jesus if it's easy or it's harder than I thought it would be. Whoa, 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 whatever, whenever, wherever, forever, I'm ready to serve my God.
Good job, kids. That was wonderfantabulous. Lift your eyes to Jesus. Is that the first verse? No, I'm okay.
I don't know.
Okay, see. Lift your eyes to Jesus. Lean upon his word. He will never fail. His promise will prevail. Trust your everlasting Lord.
Whoa, 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 whatever, whenever, wherever, forever, I'm ready to serve my God. Whatever, whenever, wherever, forever, I'm ready to serve my God. To serve him in a foreign land or in my own backyard, I'll give my best to Jesus if it's easy or it's harder than
Good job, mates. Great. I wrote this song. The next song I wrote kind of selfishly because I was wanting to be reminded that our kids don't stay small very long, and those times that you have to be with them and just enjoy them and influence their lives for God are very, very short. And we need to take advantage of those opportunities. Back when I was traveling more, I'd often have a pastor or an older gentleman in the church set me down and say, now you need to stay home and take care of your kids and enjoy these times, because when they're small, that's going to pass very quickly. And you listen to me. And good wisdom, good wisdom. Well, I wrote a song just to kind of remind me of that. It's called Cherish the Moment. And Lydia, I think you're going to help me with this. So come on up here. And let's sing it together. Let me get this microphone where they can hear you. Cherish the moment.
Read my book, rub my back. Mommy, listen to my prayer. Let me sit in your lap. Daddy, fly me through the air. Throw a ball, make a snack. Can we go to the park? Tuck me in, hold me close. I'm afraid of the dark. Cherish the moment. Soon you'll be apart. Cling to the memories. Clasp it to your heart. Soon comes the day when you'll have no child to hold. So cherish, cherish the moments. Sing a song, play a game. Swing me high in the air. Ride a bike, fly a kite. How I love the times we share. Hold my hand, hug my neck. Daddy, bounce me on your knee. Come and sit by my bed. Mommy, rock me to sleep.
Cherish the moment. Soon you'll be apart. Cling to the memories. Clasp it to your heart. Soon comes the day when you'll have no child to hold. So cherish, cherish the moment.
Think ahead to a time when your little ones are grown. Hold them tight. Don't lose sight of the blessings you have known. Think ahead to a time when your little boy is a man, and you'd give anything just to hold him again.
Cherish the moment. Soon you'll be apart. Cling to the memories. Clasp it to your heart. Soon comes the day when you'll have no child to hold.
So cherish.
So cherish.
So cherish.
So cherish.
So cherish,
cherish the moment.
Good job, Lydia. Thank you. Now, aboard the Jolly Roger, we're going to have Taylor and Nathaniel. If you'll come out here and help us, and Sissy, if you'll come over here. Okay. This is Taylor and this is Nathaniel over here. And it's important aboard the Jolly Roger that everybody carries their share of the load. And so we wrote this song to kind of remind each other of our particular tasks. And it's called I Do My Part. And we've got pretend like we're a family here, okay? And maybe we'll pass this down the line here. Let's see how this works. Okay, I'm the leader, and so I'll go first, shall we? Here we go. Who's the fearless leader? Is that? Okay. Is it all right if I sing now?
Yes,
okay,
dear.
Here we go. Who's the fearless leader who brings home the bread, who reads through the Bible and tucks the kids in bed? Who's in love with mother, who can really snore? Who can track a roach and squash him on the floor? The father. I do my part. I carry the load with a happy heart. The father. This family's my own, so I do my best to make a happy home.
Good job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Nathaniel. Very good.
Who prepares such yummy meals, wonderful to eat? Who's the perfect hostess, always loving and sweet? Who can fill a house with love? Who's the one who cares?
Who is
always rearranging pictures and chairs?
The mother.
I do my part. I carry the load with a happy heart.
The mother.
This family's my own, so I do my best to make a happy home.
Good job, mother.
Thank you,
good
dear.
Job. Good job. Okay, it's your turn, son. Here we go.
Who loves grasshoppers, flies and frogs and snakes? Who helps his sister? Who hates to kiss her? Who mows the lawn and empties all the trash? Who has the muscle? Who can really hustle?
The sun.
The sun. I do my part. I carry the load with the happy heart.
The sun.
The sun.
The sun.
The sun. I'm my own, so I do my best to make a happy home.
Good job, buddy. Great job. Okay, Nathaniel, it's your turn.
Who's a little angel, quiet as a mouse? Who helps do the dishes? Who helps clean the house? Who makes sure her bedroom looks so very neat? Who hates brothers teasing but tries to be sweet?
The daughter.
The daughter. I do my part. I carry the load with a happy heart.
The daughter.
The daughter. this family's my own, so I do my best to make a happy home.
Good job, Nathaniel. Excellent. Excellent. Good job, too. Okay, now let's see if we can put it all together. Sing loud, okay? Here we go. Ready? Who's the fearless leader who brings home the bread? Who reads through the Bible and tucks the kids in bed? Who's in love with mother who can really snore? Who can track a roach and squash him on the floor? The father. I do my part. I carry the load with a happy heart. The father. This family's my own, so I do my best to make a happy home. I do my best, I do my best, I do my best, I do my best to make a happy home. Good job. Good job. Thank you. Excellent. Excellent. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, well, let's do a song that we all enjoy doing, and it's called Aline, 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 okay? Let's see, Aline, Aline, Aline. Okay, don't forget the okay, in the middle. Okay, here we go. Some folks, how does it begin? Okay, it goes like this. Some folks take a risky chance, practicing a deadly dance, stepping to the edge of sin. Whoops, they fall right in. You'd better. Lean, 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 lean to the right. Don't you lean, 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 lean to the wrong. Stay away from sin or you might fall in. Excellent. Okay, sometimes sin is very sly. Sometimes sin is very sly, and it makes us question why. When the Lord says, thou shalt not, watch out, you'll get caught. You'd better. Don't you lean, 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 lean to the right. Stay away from sin. Lean, 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 lean to the right. Stay away from sin or you might fall in. Lean, 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 lean to the right. Excellent, excellent. Okay, well, thank you, sailors. Let's give them a hand, and if you'll go back and be seated there. And also, Mrs. Wall, thank you for your fine work with them. Appreciate it very, very much. Okay, shall we do the last one? Let's see if we can do this one. Have we got four people that know this one? Well, I'll tell you what we can do. Let's see. You can do Please Pass the Cheese. Okay. John, what can you do?
What did you do last time?
Think of others. Okay. Jason, what can you do? Okay. Come ahead. Come ahead. See, we need to think of others. Who's doing Think of Others? You're doing Think of Others. That's the one you're doing? Okay. Come on. Come on over here. We're going to try to put this last one. We do this one with four kids, and it really works great. Brother Les, why don't you come up here and help us too? Okay. Okay, so the first one is Think of Others at the Table. Who's doing that? Okay, you come over here. You'll be number one.
I'm not.
You're doing what?
Don't talk with your mouth.
Don't talk with
your mouth.
Okay, you can do I Clean My Plate. You do I Clean My Plate. What are you doing? Please pass it. You're right over here. You're right over here. Okay, move this way just a little bit. Okay, I need lots of elaborate motions with this too, okay? So make sure. Here we go. This is one works great with kids. Let's do it. Here we go. Remember your manners. You can do the chorus with us. It goes, remember your manners because it is right.
Remember your manners. It's a Christian's delight.
And here go our kindergartners. Let's hear how they do. Here we go.
Think of others at the table and be polite as you are able. Think of others at the table and be polite as you can be.
Remember your manners because it is right. Remember your manners. It's a Christian's delight.
I clean my plate. Okay, here we go. Brother Les.
I clean my plate, I clean my plate, and thank my mother for the food I ate. I clean my plate, I clean my plate, and thank my mother for the food.
Remember your manners because it is right. Remember your manners, it's a Christian's delight.
Okay, PJ, let's see if you can do this one.
Remember your manners because it is right. Remember your manners, it's a Christian's delight.
Okay, give us some motions here.
Please pass the cheese, thank you so much. Achoo! Excuse my sneeze. Please pass the cheese, thank you so much. Achoo! Excuse my sneeze.
Remember your manners because it is right. Remember your manners, it's a Christian's delight.
Ah, I forgot, there's one more part. Who's the, let's see, who would be a, who's the best singer in here? We need somebody really, really good. Who?
Jose.
Jose, come up here, brother, we need you, we need you. Come up, come up here, come up here. Now, you'll be our featured soloist, so you don't, no matter what happens, just keep going. Come right here. We'll put you right in the middle. Okay. Have you ever heard this?
No.
Okay, good, good, good. That helps. All you do is go, sit still, and eat your fill. Sit still, and eat your fill. And no matter what happens, you just keep going.
The rest of the song?
Yeah, the rest of the song, you sing that about 300 times.
Sounds good.
Okay, here we go. Real start.
Sit still. Sit still and eat your fill.
That's it.
Sit still and eat your fill. Please pass the fill and eat your fill. Sit still and eat your fill. Don't talk with your mouth full in. Quite awful. Don't talk with your mouth full. It looks quite bad. I clean my plate, I clean my plate, and thank my mother for the food I ate. Think of others at the table and be. Remember? Remember, sit still and eat your fill.
Good job, Jose. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. And we do have a few things that we would like to give to you, particularly if you're working that you can take back home to your church with your kids' choir to give to somebody that's working with your kids' choir. And if you will, just go by the table over here. You want to pass them out, Nathan, or you want to just have people come by over there? Okay. As you go by the door, we've got a patch club for the patch club, and we just want you to get your kids singing. If you're the patch club, you're welcome to take these. Just look at them, see how it works, and if you just get some ideas for some songs to start a children's choir, that's great. If at some point you can actually start a actual patch club, that's great. If you want to call it a patch club, get some outfits. But we've got the Patch Club Captain's Book. That's the leader's book, the Patch Club Kids Book. The main feature of that is that the kids have a place to have their daily devotions every day. And you keep record of that and motivate them with awards. And then we also have a Patch Club DVD that just shows you how to do it. give you some ideas, get you motivated. It might have a few things to where if you sit down with your workers at home and say, here's how you do it, folks, give them some great ideas, even if you pass the mantle to somebody else. I'm not able to do the Patch Club in our church, but we have some folks that do a better job than I can. I'm in the main service. But just get some good folks that love to work with kids. Get them a little bit of musical training. There's also a music lesson every week to try to get some musical training. But please take those with you as you leave. Thanks for coming. God bless you. I'm going to be around up here and talk to any of you that want. We're talking about maybe being dressed up after the service for pictures tonight, but I'll see how all that works and announce it maybe tonight. Okay, thanks so much.
We trust this ministry workshop session was a blessing to you. Plan now to join us in the second week of July for Spiritual Leadership Conference 2011 as Lancaster Baptist Church celebrates 25 years of ministry. Let us know if there is any way we can be a blessing to you.